It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Lacaparral County Veteran Service Officer Josh Benega. The program is brought to you each week by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247, Madison VFW Lacaparral County Post 1656, great service organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air. Well, let's say good morning to Josh Benega, Lacaparral Veteran Service Officer. How you doing there, Josh?
I'm doing all right. Did you have a good weekend?
I did. How about yourself?
Yeah, didn't do much. It was weather's getting a little uncooperative to outside.
Yeah, it was going to be a warm week this week. If you got anything to do, you probably just look for inside stuff this week.
Yeah.
It's going to be a warm one.
A couple of 100-degree days, I'm
Something
seeing.
Like that. So, yeah. Not good, anyway.
No, I did my time in the heat, and it's not for me. So
that's right. Well, I heard my dog was over visiting your dog this week.
Oh, this weekend. And your wife gave mine a couple of treats. And,
Rupert,
you know,
is.
And then he begs for more. I'm like, come on, he gets enough.
He flipped out, I suppose, a little bit.
Of course.
Yeah, of course. I like Rupert there.
He's a good dog.
Rupert and Sophie, my new dog, they've got more energy than I do, I'll tell you that.
Well, they like to play together.
They do.
That's for sure. So.
All right. Well, let's salute a veteran here, shall we?
Of course. Today we're saluting SP4, James Robert Farmer. James was born on December 8th, 1940 in Early, Iowa. Passed away on September 15th, 2003. He entered active duty in the United States Army on March 13th, 1963, and was discharged just shy of 3 years later on March 11th, 1966 at Fort Carson, Colorado. He was a field artilleryman with Battery A of the 1st Battalion, 19th Field Artillery of the 5th U.S. Army. Spent 1 year and 15 days overseas in Korea, serving over there. So we thank you, James, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation, because, as we all know, freedom is not free.
That's right. A big thanks going out to all the veterans.
Absolutely.
Out there, as always. All right. Well, today we're going to talk about COLA, cost of living increase.
Yep. Not Pepsi, not Coke,
not
RC.
No, none of those COLAs.
No, nope, but... veterans are set to see a cost of living increase to their benefits. Law guaranteeing these veterans receive a compensation adjustment next year. The VA sent out a news article on June 28th written by Eric Dahlgren of VA's Veterans Experience Office. New legislation giving veterans benefits recipients a cost of living adjustment in line with the Social Security Administration's cost of living adjustment. On June 14th, President Biden signed into law the Veterans Compensation Cost of Living Adjustment Act of 2023, which directs VA to provide cost of living adjustment for veterans benefits in 2024, equal to the COLA applied to Social Security benefits, as determined by the Social Security Administration. The legislation passed with bipartisan support in the House and Senate. It's an annual procedure for Congress, but an important one. As it must be accomplished to ensure veterans receive a cost of living adjustment, or COLA, and that it keeps pace with inflationary costs. The COLA will affect certain VA benefits, including but not limited to disability compensation, clothing allowance, dependency and indemnity compensation for spouses and children. While the exact amount of next year's adjustment has not been determined, it's based on the Consumer Price Index, which measures the average change in prices of goods and services to preceding years and is used by the Social Security Administration to determine the annual COLA, which by law now applies to VA benefits as well. The last adjustment, which was reflected on the January 2023, that veterans are currently receiving, it was an 8.7 increase following the second year of high inflation. Based on the timeline of previous years, SSA is expected to announce its 2024 COLA early in the next fiscal year. So that's sometime in October. And I'm usually pretty good at getting that information out to people. VA will then set its compensation payment rates to match the veterans can expect to see new amounts starting in their January 2024 payments. This will be for more information on this will be forthcoming. You know, I keep a close eye on this, you know, especially around this time of year.
Right.
So
that's an important subject to.
Absolutely.
It's concern to many.
It's money in the pockets of the local veterans.
That's right. And that's a good thing.
That's right. So this will be in the Dawson Sentinel and the Western Guard this week, and there might be some information on the Veterans Linkage Line as well.
And you have that number handy.
1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546 5838 or on the website minnesotaveteran.org. And, of course, you can contact our office, 8:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday in the lower level of the courthouse. I should be around most of this week. So.
Okay. Well, it's hard to believe we're talking fairs and county fairs and things. I suppose you're going to be at the Lackbarrow County Fair again this year?
Actually, I'm not.
Oh.
Yeah, it's the
first one. I thought
you'd
have your little Jeep over there.
You know, I wanted to. But, you know, I'm a vice president of our state association, and I'm you know, hoping to get elected president in September. And there is a leadership retreat at Camp Ripley that takes place.
Oh, same time as the fair, I suppose.
Same time as the fair.
Oh, that's too bad.
And the same time the fair is also our association fall conference up north. So,
you're going to miss the fair this year.
Unfortunately, yeah, I'm going to miss the fair. But
it's always a lot of fun.
You know, and I miss the fair food. I'll miss the people and, you know, the fun. And, you know, I don't get a chance to drive my Jeep around there anymore this year.
I won't be able to harass you over there. That will, you know, it's always half the fun of the fair looking for you.
For you, maybe.
Making you talk.
But, no, I volunteered to man a booth at the state fair on August 29th.
Oh, okay.
So I'll still get my my chance at fair food at least.
Sounds good. Maybe they can catch you down there.
You know, and it's the first time I've volunteered for a spot at that booth in about 10 years. So I figure I'm about due.
Yep.
Plus, I'll be sitting there with a buddy of mine from Hennepin County.
Oh, that'll be fun.
Yeah.
It's all right. Sounds good. All right. Well, Josh, appreciate the info today. You have a great week, and we will chat with you again next Monday morning.
Sounds good. Stay cool out there.
Yeah, do your best.
Yeah.
Josh Benning, a Lackbarrow Veteran Service Officer, with us today on Vets Info on the Air.
Vets Info on the Air is brought to you every Monday morning at this time by Madison VFW Lackbarrow County Post 1656 and Dawson VFW Strand-Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next week at this same time for Vets Info on the Air right here on 92.1 FM Q92.